Well, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. My next guest I turn to for our lesson. From Britain's most experienced political observer of the U.S. comes a new accessible biography of King and his works. Godfrey Hodgkin presents in paperback Martin Luther King, the title we discuss. Hello to you, Godfrey.
Hi.
Our first, of course, our conversation with you across the pond. I know you spending your life writing about modern American history. You literally have interviewed King?
Sure, several times.
Let's talk about how you have also brought in other biographers and researchers. What makes your text different?
Well, first of all, it's a one-volume text, and some of the better-known books about King are very long. I mean, the great biography by Taylor Branch runs to something many thousands of pages. That's one difference. The other thing is I really tried to write about Dr. King as I knew him, and I did know him. I met him on a number of occasions, starting way back in 1956.
And, of course, during pretty tumultuous times, what can you tell us that we might need to truly know on this day of celebration?
Well, one of the things I tried to say in the book was that Martin King was always more radical than he felt he could admit or let on, because he felt that if he really said what he truly thought about politics, that would get in the way of what he was trying to do for his people and for his movement. Now, there's a very key moment, I think, where quite late in his life, he's talking to the folks at the Ford Foundation in New York, which is, goodness knows, a liberal foundation. And he starts to say what he always believed, which was that he wasn't just hoping for desegregation for African Americans, but he wanted to change the minds of all Americans, and that black folks couldn't be free until white folks were free too. But the interesting thing is that when he's about to say this to the people, he hopes to give them some funding, he asked them to turn the tape recorder off. In other words, even right at the end of his life, he had to be very careful about saying all of what he believed. Yeah.
What do we find under the hinge?
Well, what I meant by the hinge was the moment at which really he had begun to reach out to the mainstream to get President Johnson in particular to feel that they had to pass the civil rights bill, that they were really going to change things. Now, what happened, of course, was that he did get what he wanted. But as what often happens in life, when you get what you wanted, you get a little bit more than you bargained for. And when they got the voting rights bill, that produced a shift in American politics, which in many ways delayed the progress of the emancipation that he was working for. What I mean to say is that that the hinge was that he did get greater freedom for African Americans, but at the same time, he drove a great many people into the conservative camp in reaction.
Of course, much more in your paperback, Martin Luther King. Do you still communicate at all with any of his children?
No, I haven't had any contact with them. I believe that, well, as you know, one of them has died. I believe that there have been some divisions in the family and in the, what you might call the entourage. No, I kept clear from that. I didn't want to get involved.
I respect that. And, of course, your good work is in the text, Martin Luther King. What, in your opinion, is his legacy?
Well, I think he had a great deal of legacy. Possibly the most important thing that he achieved was he made it so it was no longer really possible for any serious person to continue to defend segregation or discrimination against black people. And I think that was true all over the world. I think he had a worldwide impact.
There we are. Is there a website to find out more information about you and or the book, Godfrey?
There's not a website as such, although you know, if you Google me, as they say, you can find out a lot about me.
You got it. And of course, you use the University of Michigan Press for your publication. Godfrey,
that's
thanks
correct.
For what you do. Martin Luther King, you write the text on this day. Good work, and enjoy.
Thank you. Thanks very much.